The Florida Legislature and the American Civil Liberties Union are again squaring off in a Tallahassee courtroom over a 2015 law requiring women wait 24 hours before getting an abortion. With the measure already on hold, the judge granted the state's request for 2 additional months to work on its case. I'm Nick Evans. As soon as the Florida legislature approved its law mandating a 24-hour waiting period for women seeking an abortion, the ACLU challenged the state in court. Lawmakers contend the measure is an important part of informed consent because it gives women time to reflect on the decision. That case put the law on hold, what's known as a temporary injunction. And 5 months ago, the Florida Supreme Court upheld that decision. Now, the ACLU is attempting to block the measure permanently.
We will keep fighting until this law is struck down for good, and we will take it all the way up, whatever needs to happen to get this harmful and insulting law off the books.
This is Julia Kay, lead attorney for the ACLU. But her effort will have to wait at least another 60 days. Despite 2 years of litigation, attorney for the state Denise Harley wants additional time to build her argument. Kay argues the state didn't even prepare the documents laying out why it needs an extension. Still, Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis assented.
I'm very skeptical in terms of the state's suggestion that we need more time to bring up stuff. Like I said, it's been going on a long time. I think if I were in your shoes, I'd be ready a long time ago to answer whatever the challenges were. On the other hand, I think it's very important that whatever happens here, there's a complete record.
It's not what the ACLU wanted, but Rick Johnson, part of the legal team challenging the law, remains optimistic.
He's trying to give them every opportunity to make the best case that they can so that he has dotted all his I's and crossed all his T's and presented a bulletproof order for when it goes up on appeal. So I think that's what we just saw happening.
When the state returns, it'll have a heavy burden of proof. The Florida Supreme Court's order places the onus on the state to prove its law serves a compelling interest by the least restrictive means. It's called strict scrutiny, and in terms of judicial standards, it's as high as it gets. Julia Kay doesn't think the state has a chance.
This case has been pending for 2 years, and we've had the benefit of the Florida Supreme Court's decision for the past 5 months. And yet the state is still arguing that it needs more time to try to somehow uncover evidence that could possibly justify this insulting law. There is no practical reason why they should be entitled to more time to do so, but we are happy to give them another 60 days to fail.
Attorney for the state Denise Harley refused comment after the hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.